May this time be a time that we allow everything else in our mind to slip away, Lord. May your word be prominent in this time. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Last week we started on a journey, and that journey was asking the question of if God has given us a command, how are we doing with that command? Is it a suggestion, or does it mean something even more? And so week one recap was about the question of the Great Commission. What does the Great Commission mean, and what are we to do with it? And so we kind of went over, okay, it's on the wall, all right? You don't even need to look it up. I mean, it's just right there in front of us every single Sunday. And so last week we went into this, what is it about making disciples? What it is about taking along someone beside of us and saying, would you like to go on this road together and see where life takes us? And so we were talking about, as a congregation, how can we walk together with somebody else to make them stronger and prepare the next generation. And so we kind of talked about, okay, make disciples. And so this week, we are kind of going to backtrack. Did you notice there's another verb in there? We kind of went to disciple. We forgot about the go. The go. I didn't really forget about it. It's just that my brain works in reverse. And so I hit the highlight here and I said, okay, this is really interesting because we want to talk about the make disciples. But Jesus said something very profound, the word go. And so we want to talk about that just a little bit. And you guys remember growing up, singing songs in Sunday school? Do you guys remember Sunday school teachers that taught you that? Are some of your teachers here this morning? Are they still giving you the eye? Are they still trying to work on you? There was one song that, you know what, it is very profound. And I'm going to get a little help with this song. This song... a lot of the kids really know this one, I think, right? So hopefully I'm going to get some help in singing this song because I'm going to stick to the preaching and I'm going to let those who sing, sing. So this morning we're going to actually sing this song. Is that okay? I'm getting some hesitation here. Is that a command or a suggestion? That could only come from one person in this congregation. All right, so if you would, let's sing this. Is it coming back to you? A little bit. Does everyone remember the fond memories of being that small? Of singing this out. And if I heard you correctly, and if I heard myself, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to hide it. And I believe you were very emphatic over here, somewhere here on the no, which is the way it's been taught, and not going to let it go out. That's what I got out of this song. And so, interesting enough, is when we look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, let's read this together if you would for me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, we look at the go, therefore, all right? Just the go part. We seem to think that this implies that Jesus was saying, okay, from right here, now start going into all the world. The problem is that the English language does not take into account what this word actually means. And so, interesting enough, is the words here that we simplified, those are two participles. And you're like, great. Participles, in the really easy way to understand participles is it usually has an ing, going. And so Jesus actually says to the disciples, continue going, all right? So he's taking them on this journey of 3 years. He says, you're not supposed to stop. Continue going to all the world and make disciples, all right? And so that's what he's trying to get at us today, even still. I really wondered for us today, how is the church at large doing with going? Going. How are we doing with the going part? Are we a civilization that looks at this differently? Because we're the most mobile people on the face of the planet. You want someone to read something, all you have to do is tweet it. Never in human history can you write something and someone around the world can respond in the same minute. Never, ever. And so we're the most communicative people in all the planet of any time. And yet, how are we doing with the go? And so it begins to make me wonder of how we're doing. And it really kind of boils down. We've been talking a little bit about this. I want to talk about introverted and extroverted. Those of you who have taken the MBTI and hated it, don't like me talking about this. The MBTI is just something that I've taken now three times, maybe even four times. Three times I know, twice at the seminary, not by choice, and once when I was in the School of Business with my undergrad. And so it is supposed to come back and tell you what you might be good at later in life. And it brings you back into four letters. It reduces your whole entire personality into four letters. Congratulations, here you go. And so you have this great big square of personality types, and you can look on there, and it'll tell you what kind of a personality you have. And so when you look at this, the first letters that are always talked about, but we never really talk about them, are introverted versus extroverted. Which one are you? I can already tell you. I can really tell you. As Lutherans, especially those in the back, I can really tell you, right? Because supposedly that will tell you what's going on here. Let's just start with the extroverted, because those are the easiest ones to identify. The extroverted are the people that love to be in front of people talking. How many extroverts do I have in here?
you look around, you've got six people with their hands up. The other extroverts are waiting to find out what I'm going to do with that, to find out where I'm going. All right? And so extroverted is when you feel your batteries being taken down, you have to be with other people. You have to be around people so that they would charge your batteries so that you're ready to go throughout the rest of the day. That's an extrovert. An extrovert loves to be around other people. Loves it, loves it, loves it, loves it. All right? They don't want to stay home. They want to be out in the crowds. They want to be where everybody else is. They love that. They can bounce around and talk to anybody. A pure extrovert can talk to anybody. Used car salesman, you better be an extrovert. All right? That's what that kind of, you know, if you want to sell some, extroverts are beautiful at sales. The problem is that it costs me a lot, right? Good extrovert, all right? Let's talk about introverted. How many introverts are in here? Guys, if there's only six extroverts, that means the rest of you have to be introverts. Some people are not being truthful this morning, all right? Or else we got to wake you up here. All right, introverted. Introverted personality simply means this. You have a tendency to want to recharge your batteries in the manner of, I have to be alone, away from people, in order. I can be with a crowd, I can be with other people. I got to recharge my batteries. When my batteries get low, I got to go off. I got to read a book. I got to be alone. I got to hear nothing. All right? Good luck when you have kids and you're an introvert, right? They crash that, you know. And so as an introvert, you can get very upset if you cannot recharge your batteries, if you're way too low. And so a lot of people have been asking me, especially, we even talked about this confirmation class this last Wednesday. People were I'm an introvert, which means I have to recharge my batteries by being alone. And so one of the teens thought I was an extrovert, simply because why? Because I can talk in front of people and be okay with that. The problem is, as soon as y'all are done with me, I gotta go in there and reset this memory thing like a computer. I gotta have time that I just gotta get a certain amount of stuff, just flush it away and to start new, because I'm an introvert. I am a classic introvert. Two out of three tests I took, I was an introvert. And the one was just slightly over the extroverted. And so that is the way God has fashioned me. I'm an introvert. I realize that. I know that. And this morning, we want to talk about how that applies to living out our faith. And so the extroverted are like, no problem. Where were they going to do? Let's go. Let's get out to people. All right. Let's go serve. All right, that's an extrovert. An introvert is like, how long is this going to be? And am I going to get time from when I have to work to when we're going to do this? And can I just be alone? That's an introvert. That's me. I got to know how much time I'm going to have in order to recharge my batteries. And so I can go off and talk to people. I really can. The problem is, if I'm not recharged, I can't do it for very long. My brain just absolutely shuts down. Does yours do that? You have that look on your face like, that's me. That's the way God fashioned me. And yet God still calls me to live out my faith. God still calls me to go out and serve, to look for different ways. And if I see a situation, God still calls me and says, you know what, I want you to serve that person. That's your neighbor. That's your brother. And so I'm super tired right now. God says, hey, you ever heard of this thing called the Holy Spirit? Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. He says, why are you so afraid to serve if your batteries are seemingly need to be charged? And he says, serve.
the way I would serve you. And in a moment, this whole thing of being recharged, charged, doesn't even register. God just gives me this extra, I don't know. It's coffee without the coffee. It's just like, you know what? That is someone God made in His image. And He has given me an opportunity to serve. And so do I say, you know what? God, if that's a person you love that much, and you look at me the same way, what does that mean? It means that brother right over there means I want to serve him. I want to have, if God, if you have had compassion on him, you've had compassion on me. Because, Lord, I know I take you for a whirlwind a lot. And, Lord God, I don't deserve the compassion you have given me. That means I'm going to look at everything else with a different lens. I'm going to say, Lord God, it doesn't matter if you made me an introvert or an extrovert. Lord God, you have made me in a person in which I want to see your good news lived out in me. Sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes that's difficult. And so if you would, some of you have your Lutheran service books out. That's excellent. Can you guys, this is full contact, full everything. If you would, we're going to open up to hymn 826. Hymn 826. I almost made you guys sing this. I don't know if we want to sing again. 826. Look at these words for me. The first verse, hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long the master calleth, rich reward he offers thee. Who will answer gladly saying, here am I, send me, send me. Verse 2, the first two lines. Can y'all read with me on this one? First two lines. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. That to me sounds introverted, extroverted. The first line, if you are an extrovert, you have no problem with that. But if not, here's something to come alongside someone and says, God loves me so much. If you're down, if things are changing, if things aren't going the way you think, I just want to tell you about Jesus. I don't deserve his love, but for some reason, he loves me that much. And so this morning, I just want to go. When we take a look at the go, continue going. We don't stop here. Continue going, because this love of Jesus Christ is amazing stuff. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have built us in different ways. Lord God, we are a collection of a lot of different personalities and characteristics. Lord God, this is all a marvel of what you have sewn together, Lord, even before we were even seen. Lord God, we ask for your help, Lord. Lord God, there's a place and a time in which you have called us. Lord God, that time is now. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, we are the instruments. Lord God, you have called us to serve our brothers. You have served us to walk alongside others because you have loved us first. Lord God, we ask you to continue in our journey with us, Lord, is, Lord God, may we see that what you give us overflows, even though we don't, A, deserve it, and B, Lord God, we struggle against that time and time again. Lord God, go with us as a congregation. Lord God, we're not done serving you. We are not done serving you. Help us understand that, Lord God, you sent us away with your Holy Spirit. That, Lord God, this community may not be a community that is taken down by sadness, that is not taken down by anything that is evil. Lord God, help us be lights. Help us be lights in a time in which, Lord God, there's so much hatred. Be with us in each and every day, each and every step. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.